Danica Sutton. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Are you going to play some volleyball this spring?
We will. We're definitely going to play this spring. We're excited.
Hey, what about it? Not playing in the fall and now still getting a 16-game conference-only schedule in the spring. Just the disadvantages and the advantages of all of that. Where does that lie?
I mean, of course the disadvantage is the routine that you're normally in, playing in the fall, you know, knowing you're coming back, getting right into it. The advantage is having an entire semester to just train, and especially train with your incoming freshmen and transfers. So I feel like it's been COVID for us has been one of our strengths because it's allowed us to really work on connecting as a team, building those bonds, and just, you know, developing our players.
Well, yeah, because you're really insulated, correct? I mean, because you're in a team bubble, and you know, obviously going through all the COVID precautions with all of that and everything, and not playing. And I guess, well, especially with the incoming players, they get to acclimate to school and everything, but in certainly a unique situation.
Yes, it is.
But how do you manage all of that? Because what's coming up this spring and then going forward because of the NCAA is just going to wipe this whole year out, the school year out, eligibility-wise.
Yeah, well, the best way you can manage it is to just kind of make sure you make sure that their mental health is okay because it's a lot happening just in the world in general. And then you want them to stay focused academically, and when it comes to the sport, you want it to be fun, but you also want it to be, you know, a place where they can come in and learn and feel safe. You know, with everything that's happening outside of the lines, when they come inside the lines, you know, they want to have fun. They want to let loose, and I think it's just been a really good experience for us.
TSU volleyball coach Danica Sutton with us here this morning. Talk about your team. Tell me what I need to be looking for. I know you open up February 7th and 8th, and again, back-to-back days, because when you go on the road, you're going to go play two in a row, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, this season what you're going to see is, you know, you'll have 16 games, and we're just going to go out there and give it all we got every single time we have the opportunity. We've been working long and hard for this, and, you know, we have two seniors returning, and they were really huge impact players for us last year, but especially with Anaya Williams being a standout middle for us, I'm expected for her to definitely, you know, continue her career with, you know, a stellar season, as well as we have four solid juniors that have been here since freshman year just working hard, and, you know, they all play key roles on the court, you know, in different positions. So, you know, it's pretty spread and extremely balanced when it comes to our veterans stepping in. And not to mention we have a transfer in Mayan Weldon transferring in from Marshall University. So I feel like she's going to definitely bring us, you know, the experience and the power we're looking for in the opposite position. And then we have our sophomores and freshmen who have really, you know, just come in, bought into the process, bought into the program, and just given us the good energy and push that we need.
Well, and also just talk a little bit about where your program is. This is your third season. Where is the progress? How close are you to getting it where you want it to be?
I mean, I definitely feel like we're extremely close. You know, last year, unfortunately, we had all of the pieces, but, you know, we were just injury prone, and, you know, it was all of our key starters. So, you know, hoping that we've had the opportunity to not only just strengthen our IQs, but strengthen our bodies. And I feel like this is going to be a really good season for us. The key to this season is realizing, you know, it's a marathon and not the sprint. And, you know, we just got to stay healthy so we can keep all of our key players out on the floor.
You being a former player, successful player, obviously all SWAC at Alcorn State as a middle hitter, how do you as a former player, and you're still young, you're not that far removed from your playing days. How do you translate that to the youth of today as they come in? What are you seeing, and the pandemic aside, but what are you seeing from young players coming in and where they are, how far along they are with their development, certainly athletically, but also just overall?
I think that with the players now, they're so much more talented than I feel like we were 10, 15, 20 years ago. I think with them, it's more of the getting them mentally focused on being relentless and having that spirit of, you know, if it doesn't happen right the first, second, or third time, continue to work hard and try at it. And I think that that's the difference. You know, in the past, we were more of a, you know, we're just going to go hard and see what happens. And, you know, we weren't as talented as all of the kids are now. I feel like the talent level, it has increased, but more so you just have to continue to work them into understanding adversity and figuring out how to persevere through it.
I always, I read everybody's bio. We had Tennessee Tech head football coach Dwayne Alexander on to start the show, and he has a bachelor's degree in political science, which I'm sure applies to his football coaching. You also have a bachelor of arts from a BA from Alcorn State in political science, a minor in pre-law. It always interests me the interest of a student athlete away from their sport, and certainly when you majored in those things, what were you doing? What were you thinking? Were you thinking I'm going to be a coach, but this interests me, or was that something that you thought you might follow after college?
No, I was not thinking that. I knew I was in school on an athletic scholarship, and I was playing a sport, but I always grew up thinking I was going to be a lawyer, and not just any lawyer. Like, I wanted to be a congresswoman. I wanted to be, you know, in the mix of D.C. and, you know, make the laws and all of that. And it was by volleyball that I realized that just wasn't what I wanted to do. And, you know, I kind of got the coaching bug, and, you know, it kind of all flipped. But I'm definitely still politically, I have the political mindset, and I love laws and, you know, the justice system and everything, but you know, I feel like coaching is really and truly my purpose and my calling, and I'm really glad that I found it.
You know Howard Gentry?
I do.
He could help you.
I know. Yeah, I know. I definitely know Mr.
He's got He's got some political connections if you need any.
Yeah, such a good man.
And so you open up in a couple weeks at Murray State after not playing in the fall. How excited is to be able to get back out there?
I mean, super excited. So ready to, you know, get some outside competition in. And just to see where we are, you know, we're really young, and you know that they're so ready. And even when we went home for the break, you know, we had players that hired trainers and they worked hard. And I was like, I am just really impressed with them, because even when they could have taken a break, they didn't. And it just kind of shows the character of our players, and you know, hopefully the culture of the program that, you know, I've been pushing for the last 3 to 4 years. So, you know, hopefully it all pays off, because, you know, we open up with Murray, which is definitely one of the top teams in the conference, and they always, you know, bring it. So we got to be ready.
Well, good luck this season, Danica, and good luck with your political career as well. You know, you can do both, right? I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you a couple times,
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
No problem. You too.
All right.